I'd like you to take the Word of God, please, and turn with me to the Gospel according to John. We'll begin in John chapter 14, and other scriptures I'll bring to your attention in just a moment. The question is Jesus Christ the only way of salvation? I could imagine that every one of you would answer that quickly. But there are two things that must be dealt with. One is what we would refer to as the exclusivity of Christ in salvation, if he truly is the only way. And that every person who comes to know God must come to know God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The second is the matter of individual soul liberty, the freedom that God has given us. Is there a harmony between individual soul liberty, the fact that every man can choose, and then our insistence from the Word of God that Christ is the only way of salvation? If you have your Bible, open to John chapter 14. Let's begin reading with verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Is Jesus Christ the only way of salvation? I'd like for you to turn with me, please, to the book of Acts, to the fourth chapter. In Acts chapter 4, we have this clear, certain statement given in the 12th verse of the fourth chapter. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The exclusivity of Christ in salvation. When I came to know the Lord Jesus as my personal Savior, someone explained to me that God gave his Son, that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I came to understand that when Christ came, that God came, that God became a man without ceasing to be God. I came to understand that Jesus Christ is co-equal, co-existent, eternally existent with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. One is not greater than the other. And I came to understand that the only way to God the Father is through his Son, the Lord Jesus. This is clearly what the Bible teaches. There are some things we must clear up. One, if you're writing things down, I want you to understand that we should never be afraid of the truth. Turn with me to the Gospel according to John, if you would, to the conversation Christ had in John chapter 8, as the Lord was dealing with the Jews. And in John chapter 8, let's begin with verse 29. He says, And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And the word of God says, As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? And Christ continues as he answered them, Verily I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Now he's about to talk to them about the fact that you cannot know God the Father except through God the Son. Listen carefully to the words of Jesus. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. Why do ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God? This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they unto him, we be not born of fornication. This indicates to me that they are keeping alive the rumor that Mary had a baby and she became an expectant mother before she married Joseph. And in some sense, it seems that this followed Christ all his life. And so they bring up this subject that they weren't born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is of my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. Say I know him not, I shall be a liar like you, like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus saith unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Remember that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is co-equal, co-existent, eternally existent with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. The only way to God, Jesus said, is through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. When God promised to send the Savior, that's exactly what he did. And he's the only Savior. He's the only Savior. There is no other Savior. There's no other one who came and became a man without ceasing to be God, who went to the cross and bled and died for our sins, and the billows of God's wrath rolled on the Son of God as he tasted death for every man, was buried and rose from the dead. And so you and I can go into all the world and tell every person we meet that Jesus saves, and he's the only one who can save. Speak the truth in love. Never be afraid of the truth. Don't be afraid that the truth is going to disrupt something in your faith. No. And when you know the truth, you know the Lord, you'll be stronger as a faithful witness for the Lord. Have confidence in the Holy Spirit, because the Bible says the Holy Spirit is drawing and seeking. Just as the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus said, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. You can be convinced from what you know about the Bible that God is already working in the hearts of unsaved people, drawing them to himself. He wants them to know him. He wants all men to know him. I say to you, where does this bring us in our thinking to say that Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation? Works can't do it. No merit can accomplish it. Christ is the only way of salvation. God has designed that he gave his only begotten Son to taste death for you, so that you didn't have to bleed and die and stay separated from God for all eternity. You could come to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin. God would forgive your sin and give his Son's record on your account. We call that the imputation of Christ and his record. And God could see you as he sees his own dear Son, not as if you were just a forgiven sinner, but the fact is Christ was never a sinner. So he sees you not as if you never sinned, but Christ's record is you were never a sinner. You and I can walk into heaven through a gate of pearl in the presence of God on Christ's record, and only on Christ's record. We cannot force anyone. We can't use coercion. We can never try to force anyone to become a Christian. It doesn't work that way. It's wrong to try to make people believe what you believe. It's wrong. I say that with great confidence. Just speak the truth and allow God's Spirit and God's Word to do the work that only God's Spirit and God's Word can do. Have faith to believe that God is at work and God is offering salvation to everyone, but only through his Son, the Lord Jesus. It's a choice you must make, and you can make it. You can come to know him. We celebrate Christmas, and we sing all the beautiful songs. We do all the amazing things that families enjoy. But the entire purpose of it all is to sound out the message everywhere that God has done everything necessary for our salvation. He's done it all of it. He promised a Savior in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. He sent the Savior. And Mary brought forth what God sent forth in the world when the Lord Jesus came to be our Savior. Now he knocks at your heart's door, and you can ask him to forgive your sin. You can call upon him to be your Savior. I want you to know he is the only way. Let's bow in prayer, may we? Our Father, we thank thee for the truth of thy word. And we thank thee also, Lord God, that we can trust thee, that we don't have to try to ram something down people's throats. We are never to try to force people to become Christians. That by your Spirit and your word, you're speaking to people. You love them and you draw them to yourself. And they can open their heart now and say, Lord God, forgive me of my sin. I trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ to be my Savior. May they do that, those who know thee, praying for them. Those who do not know thee, praying to receive you, Lord Jesus, as their personal Savior. While our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, I'm going to ask you to do something. If you recognize that you believe God's word and you believe what God says, that there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, that you believe what the Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Then trust him now. Place your faith in him for your soul's salvation. He says in his precious word, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And now receive him. In your heart, would you pray this prayer? Dear Lord God, I know I'm a sinner. I know Christ went to the cross and paid my sin debt. Forgive my sin. Come into my life and be my Savior. And help me live for you from this day forward. And if you prayed that prayer sincerely from your heart, God's promised that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father, work a mighty miracle in people's lives in this hour. And we'll give you glory for it. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. And may God bless you. Now, the choir has a beautiful selection of Christmas songs they're going to give us before they get later into presentations from Handel's Messiah. Dr. Thompson, God bless you, the choir and the orchestra now as you sing.